Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. It's hard to hear that you didn't get the deal, especially after spending a lot of time and effort with a potential buyer. But if you got to the final round of consideration, don't lose hope just yet. There is a way to sneak back in. The key? Become the credible alternative. Here's two great ideas. First off, this is obvious at 30,000 feet. Keep in touch. Yep, blend some standard thinking of you stuff in there, but here's the difference. Focus on what the buyer said they like the best about your approach and hammer that home. Here's why. You want to constantly remind them of what they valued about you if this new hire doesn't work as well. You want the buyer to think, well, maybe this approach would have been better after all. Maybe we need to open the door just a little bit and see what we can do to save this project. So invite them to any webinars or speaking engagements. Pass along any content you have. But here's the key. Anything that reminds them why you came in close. Second, don't judge. Buyers need to save face. Be the one who whispers in their ear in the name of education. Something like, you know, there's a lot of moving parts here. It's so easy to go off course. That's why my approach focuses on blah, blah, blah. You know, you still have time to fix this. Think about this. People are willing to change when they see an alternative, and if that alternative will make them look good. Here's the deal. New projects derail all the time. And the reason why buyers stay the course, though, is because they don't see a credible off-ramp, a way to save face. But if you can be the alternative that can save the day and make the buyer look like the hero, this deal can be saved. And remember, repair jobs come with a higher price point. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.